The Seven Sisters by Lucinda Riley. Read by Tuppence Middleton. For my daughter, Isabella Rose. We are all in the gutter, but some of us are looking at the stars. Oscar Wilde. Dear listener, welcome to The Seven Sisters and Maya's Story. When I first had the idea of writing a series of books based on the Seven Sisters of the Pleiades, I had no idea where it would lead me. I was very attracted to the fact that each one of the mythological sisters was a unique and strong female. Some say they were the seven mothers who seeded our earth. There is no doubt that, in their stories, they were all highly fertile. And I wanted to celebrate the achievements of women, especially in the past, where so often their contribution to making our world the place it is today has been overshadowed by the more frequently documented achievements of men. However, the definition of feminism is equality, not domination, and the women I write about, both in the past and present, accept that they want and need love in their lives. Not necessarily in the traditional form of marriage and children, but the Seven Sisters series unashamedly celebrates the endless search for love and explores the devastating consequences when it is lost to us. As I travel round the world, following in the footsteps of my factual and fictional female characters to research their stories, I am constantly humbled and awed by the tenacity and courage of the generations of women who came before me. Whether fighting the sexual and racial prejudices of times gone by, losing their loved ones to the devastation of war or disease, or making a new life on the other side of the world. These women paved the way for us to have the freedom of thought and deed that we enjoy today, and so often take for granted. I never forget that this freedom was won by thousands of generations of remarkable women, perhaps leading right back to the Seven Sisters themselves. I hope you enjoy Maya's journey. According to legend, she was the most beautiful of all the sisters, but also the most solitary. Somehow, she must find the inner strength to no longer hide away from the world, but trust in it, and love, in order to live again. Lucinda. The Seven Sisters. Maya's Story. Maya. June 2007, first quarter, 13, 16, 21. Chapter 1. I will always remember exactly where I was and what I was doing when I heard that my father had died. I was sitting in the pretty garden of my old school friend's townhouse in London, a copy of the Penelope ad open but unread in my lap, enjoying the June sun while Jenny collected her little boy from nursery. I felt calm and appreciated what a good idea it had been to get away. I was studying the burgeoning clematis, encouraged by its sunny midwife to give birth to a riot of colour, when my mobile phone rang. I glanced at the screen and saw it was Marina.
"Hello, Ma, how are you?"
I said, hoping she could hear the warmth in my voice too.
"Maya, I..."
Marina paused, and in that instant, I knew something was dreadfully wrong.
"What is it?" "Maya, there's no easy way to tell you this, but your father had a heart attack here at home yesterday afternoon, and in the early hours of this morning, he passed away."
I remained silent, as a million different and ridiculous thoughts raced through my mind, the first one being that Marina, for some unknown reason, had decided to play some form of tasteless joke on me.
"You're the first of the sisters I've told, Maya, as you're the eldest, and I wanted to ask you whether you would prefer to tell the rest of your sisters yourself, or leave it to me."
"I..." Still, no words would form coherently on my lips as I began to realize that Marina, dear, beloved Marina, the woman who had been the closest thing to a mother I'd ever known, would never tell me this if it wasn't true. So it had to be.